On May 18th, the Hamilton County Parks and Recreation Department will be hosting an evening promoting athletic teams and special interest clubs in the region. The third annual Get Out and Go Night will be at the Tennessee River Park from 6 to 8 p.m. Maureen Davis joins me with more details. Get Out and Go Night is an opportunity for local residents and people in the general region to find out what's going on as far as sports and leisure activities.
Right. About 3 years ago, kind of as a spin out of another program I did, which I do with the Magic Club here in town, which a lot of people did not know we had a Magic Club in Chattanooga. I thought, you know, there's probably a lot of other organizations here who don't get the exposure that maybe softball or some of the bigger sports in this town get, who would love to get an opportunity to present what they do to the community and make people aware. And it was really just an awareness, a networking activity for those who would like to learn about a new sport, new leisure activity. And we just would love to have the public come out. We do it for free. We're looking for new groups this year again who would like to come out and either demonstrate their activity or pass out information about whatever their league is, whatever their sport is, or their leisure activity. That's kind of how it got started. It's grown a little bit each year, but we'd love to have some more.
What type of sports or activities can we expect to see?
Well, this year, we're going to have the Barnard Astronomical Society. They have actually called and said they would like to bring out some of their telescopes so people will be able to look at the sun and any other things that might be up that night. And that might stretch into a little past our hours if folks are there and still want to see some of the stars and stuff that'll be coming out right at dark. And we know they're coming. We also know that the Adult Sports Recreation League that Tom Travers organizes, a lot of people love to play sports, but after they get out of college, they don't continue to play, but they want to, and they don't know who to get with. And this is an opportunity for adults to get together and play sports. We've had some other organizations in the past that have been wonderful to come out, and I'm hoping some of them will continue to come. And we are still accepting the applications right now and will be until after this airs. But we've had the disc club folks. We've had bocce, which a lot of people do not know what bocce is. We have a group of folks here that play bocce, which is kind of like lawn bowling. And that gentleman's wonderful. He comes out and he will demonstrate how, and you can learn how to play bocce. It's just a lot of fun. We've had a lot of organizations in the last couple of years that have come and participated.
In the past, this has been held on a different night, but you moved the date.
I moved the date for a couple of reasons. We were trying to do it during spring break, and spring break was so early this year, there was no way to really do it. And I also kind of wanted to get away from some of the other activities that are going on in April. Some of the bigger events down at Coolidge Park, which kind of attract some of the same organizations who I would like to attract to this event. So this year we're doing it in May. We're trying something new to see if we can encourage some more folks to come out. We were hoping for a little bit warmer weather as well.
All of the activities going on are absolutely free.
Absolutely, yes. Anyone who would like to come and set up a booth that has some kind of a league or an organization, we ask them to come. They can set up a little booth. If they can't actually be there in person, we will even take handouts for their particular organization. We're going to have a table where people can go just to get information about different organizations. So even if you can't participate with a booth, we'd love to have you come and, you know, distribute your materials. This is a total networking event, and we just really want to encourage folks to not only come out and watch the demonstrations, but also just be aware of the things that are here in Chattanooga that they can participate in and leisure activities.
May is also a great time for movie night, and everyone is invited to Chester Frost Park for the 9th Annual Beach Blanket Movie Night on Friday, May 24th.
We have been very successful with the Beach Blanket Movie Night, which we always do on the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. We like to kick off our summer season with a bang. So this year we're going to be hosting that again, and that's on Friday, May the 24th. We are very lucky this year. Folks always ask me, why can't you advertise the name of the movie? Well, there's licensing rights, but I can tell you this. It is a Disney movie. Came out last year, and we're really thrilled to be able to show a Disney movie. We usually can't, but Disney changed their outdoor showing dates this year. If you saw the movie where the guy was a bad guy, but he turned into a good guy in the movie, that's the movie that we're going to be showing at the beach this year. And we get started with that around 8 o'clock with games and activities for the families. Kids get out. They love the activities that we do. We have a wonderful sponsor with Urban Marine Sales, and they usually give us some little door prizes to give away. So we do a little bit of that. And then as soon as it gets dark, about 8:45 or 9-ish, we get started and we have that big inflatable screen. And not only can you see it from the beach, but you can also see it from your boat. And we transmit on an FM transmitter so that people can actually hear the sound from their boat.
So you can bring your own chairs, blankets, picnics, and whatever
you
want.
Yes, you can. Also, we have a concession stand that sells popcorn and snow cones and that kind of thing, all the great kind of food that you would have at a movie. So we have all that as well.
Is parking fairly easy?
Absolutely, and it's free. Getting into the park is free and the event is free. So we have a great place for you to park right there on the beach.
It's a perfect family movie, but adults will enjoy it too.
It is. It's a great movie. My kids were excited when I got to tell them we were going to get to show this one this year.
A couple of big nights planned with Hamilton County Parks and Recreation in May. Get Out and Go Night on Saturday, May 18th at the Tennessee River Park will offer plenty of opportunities to learn about sports and leisure activities in the region, while Beach Blanket Movie Night on Friday, May 24th offers a family-friendly movie outdoors on the beach at Chester Frost Park. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for more details. Both evenings are free and open to the public. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.